Woodliffe says she knew within a week of taking her job that what she and her coworkers were doing was wrong. Woodliffe was essentially office manager for the Assembly Republican Caucus in 2000 and 2001. Jensen was Assembly Speaker at the time, and Schultz was one of Woodliffe's coworkers. Woodliffe says campaign work was in her job description. She would coordinate the shooting of campaign ads, maintain a database of campaign contacts, and distribute campaign-related mailings. Woodliffe told jurors about an effort to cover up campaign activity after a Wisconsin State Journal report surfaced. She says she took briefcases full of campaign documents from her own office home until the hard copies were all gone. And she remembers asking Sherry Schultz whether she'd like any help clearing out her office.
Here's what I had said to her basically was, can we take everything out except for the legitimate stuff? Response, I don't have anything that is legitimate.
Schultz lawyer Stephen Morgan repeatedly asked Woodliffe whether her cooperation with the Dean County District Attorney and State Attorney General could have influenced the way she remembered the events. He also questioned whether she was qualified to decide whether the activity in question was legal or not. The trial is continuing this afternoon with former Assembly Republican Caucus Director Ray Carey on the witness stand. Reporting from the Dean County Courthouse in Madison, I'm Sean Johnson.